This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
And now the set. Birdsong holding, kicking, and delivering. A swing and a high fly ball to right field. This is deep. Encarnacion going back, way back. Warning track wall. It is good! Goodbye! Bang! Zoom goes C.J. Abrams with a towering high fly ball home run over the big wall in right field.
Charlie Slows, as heard right here on your flagship home for Nationals baseball. 106.7 The Fan yesterday. That C.J. Abrams home run was one of the wildest swings I've seen in years in baseball. And that's not hyperbolic. According to True Media, the pitch that C.J. Abrams hit out to right center last night was the highest pitch location on a batted ball for a home run by any player this season. The ball was at his shoulders. I initially said it was at the letters. That doesn't do it justice. He was swinging up the shoulders, neck area, like that high, and he tomahawked, like you would getting under a ball in the middle of the plate, upwards. A really, really high fly ball. It didn't think it was going to get out necessarily because even though he crushed it, it was so high. Normally, home runs to right center at Nats Park are more line drives. But it was an incredible swing on a ball out of the zone by a foot or so. It was crazy that he even swung at it, let alone hit it out of the ballpark. Baseball coverage on The Fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I want to talk James Wood in just a moment as we get ready for Nats baseball. He was phenomenal last night. But let's wrap up the conversation we were having on Brandon Ayuk, Jackson Springfield. Jack, final word on Ayuk and the Commanders. What do you got?
Well, man, I feel honored to be the final word. Usually I get kicked out of most pods. But anyway, Grant, here's what I'm thinking. You know, the Pats, and I'm a homer for the Pats. You could probably tell by my accent.
Hey, I thought you were a big Yankees fan, maybe a Giants fan. I had no idea.
I'd rather slit my wrist than support the Yankees. So that's another story. But the point is, you know, with the $32 million that he got offered, right? We don't know what the guaranteed amount was. It could have been a lot less on that. You see what I'm saying? But I honestly think that with everything you've been highlighting over the past couple days, and we've seen the back and forth in the social media and him reaching out. This guy might be, excuse my French, a straight pain in the ass. And I'm not sure some teams want to take that on. Now, if anyone's probably going to take it on and might be able to reel it in, it would be the Steelers. But I hope the Steelers never win another stinking game in their life. So maybe they get them, they break the bank, and they continue to lose. What are your thoughts on that, Grant?
Well, I'll give you my thoughts in a second, but I need you to do something for me, Jack.
Yep.
I need you to say what Mrs. Marshall's trying to say is there's a 44th patient.
Well, first of all, Mrs. Marshall was a prostitute, okay? And we're not going to talk about ladies of the night right now.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that, all right?
I know what you are. I know what you're not. You're not a cop.
Listen, I know what you are. I know what you're not. and you're not an effing cop.
Attaboy. Jack in Springfield. We could make that a reoccurring bit. Just have him read some Boston lines from movies. Although, I don't know. We were teetering a couple times. I didn't know where he was going with a couple things. I'm like, Darius, you got that dump button ready? I don't know where the Mrs. Marshall thing came from. There were a couple of moments where Jack made me nervous. But overall, that's my kind of guy. I think we can hang out and go to Topgolf and have a pretty good day. Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria, I suppose, would be our stop. Let's talk James Wood of the Washington Nationals. James Wood last night, in the 31st game of his big league career, delivered the goods of kind of what you need to get you to the end of the season. This is the whole point of the rest of this year. I went to the ballgame last night with Toby Altizer, co-host of one of the great baseball podcasts in America, Boston Loose Baseball. And we walked down Half Street. We wanted to go watch James Wood. That's why we went. Mackenzie Gore was pitching. We wanted to see him as well. Wood last night hit a triple off the wall, hit a two-run home run the opposite way to left center, walked two times, was on base four times, stole two bases. Everything that you ask a player to do, he did last night. Now, defensively, had an error in left field, and he's still got to continue to clean up his act defensively in a new position that he's learning on the fly. But he took close pitches. He spit left on left on a pitch just off the plate to draw a walk. He was calm and confident at the dish. He was disciplined, right? He looked like a veteran. And when he got some cookies that he could do damage on, he drove a ball off the wall for three bases standing up. And he drove a ball to left center field over the wall to an area over the red seats near the porch that I've never seen a lefty visit at Nationals Park with his prodigious power. 108 miles an hour off the bat, 423 feet on the home run. There's only a few reasons, in my opinion, to kind of continue to lock in on the Nationals the rest of the way. But Wood is the type of game changer that becomes must-see enough that he's worth going to the ballpark and paying for a ticket for. He's worth watching a game at night when you wouldn't have otherwise. Before you go to the bathroom, if you're at a Nats game, you should look and see how many more batters till James Wood. Make sure you're in your seat when he's at the plate. He's the whole point right now. And before they called him up when we were doing our countdowns and we came out with our We've Got Wood shirt on the 106.7 The Fan merch store, which has done very well, and you guys can go grab right now if you'd like. Oh, by the way, I prefer the Cruz Wood 2024 shirt, as I'm still hoping that Dylan Cruz makes good on the other part of that ticket, because we need to get him to Washington to make his debut with the Nats. He had a three-hit game in game one of a doubleheader today at Rochester at AAA. He's closing in on being major league ready. I think we'll see him next month, ideally. But before the promotion of Wood, what you salivated about was the possibility of a game like yesterday, where even though the Nats are losing, and they ended up winning because he turned the game around almost single-handedly. But I mean, in the scheme of the season, even though they're not going anywhere, and they're not doing it fast, you know, it's a losing year, sub-500, no designs on the postseason. Attendance isn't going to be high. It's just the real ones over there right now. The few, the proud of us that are showing up to watch the team. But you go and you hope, I get to see James Wood do something cool. And you saw the big 6'7" outfielder steal multiple bases, have seven total bases on two swings, missed a two-homer game by a couple of feet, and the home run to left center was just outrageous. I mean, the call, both counts, right? On the radio was excellent. On television, Bob Carpenter was awesome. I mean, he couldn't believe how far the ball flew after years and years of calling games at Nats Park. The guy's just different. There aren't players like this. I mean, you talk about his size and his athleticism. The short list is judging him, and then you're kind of going, who else? You're like tapping the table like 6'7", can run these exit velocities. Ellie De La Cruz of the Reds is 6'5", so he doesn't qualify, but he'd be in that conversation. O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates doesn't have this kind of power, but he's almost 6'7" and has the exit velocities, but he doesn't qualify. I'm looking for 40 home run power with 30-plus stolen base speed and center field defensive athleticism in a 6-7 package. So I got Judge. I got Wood. Who else do I got? I'll be here for a while waiting. They don't exist. It's just different, man. And yesterday was the whole point. That's why we're there.
And are you even getting that kind of speed from Aaron Judge? You're not getting 30 steal speed from Aaron Judge.
No, he doesn't. Like, the Yankees play like it's still 1947. So they're not going to run anyway. But he does. Like, Aaron Judge, if he needed to, could swipe bags. We've actually seen it in his career. He had a 16 steal season a few years ago. But, yeah, he doesn't. But he plays center field, and he goes gap to gap. Now, if we're talking about sprint speed, I could actually look this up real quick. I don't think he's anywhere near James Wood. But he's also now, I mean, how much more weight does he probably weighs 30 pounds more. He's just he looks menacing and huge and all. James Wood is kind of lanky like a power forward and limmy. And he's long, I would say. But there's not a ton of meat on James Wood yet. Aaron Judge looks like a hawk. So I think Judge, when he was drafted, maybe is like the better comp. And way back when, early on, in the minor leagues, he did run some. But yeah, your point's well taken. I mean, I'm more looking at athleticism than foot speed or stolen bases when I talk about Judge, who can play center at a pretty high level. But from a sprint speed standpoint, 26.8 is where he's peaked this year. He's 34th percentile in baseball. So he's not really fast at all, to what you're saying. Whereas James Wood, if you're looking at his sprint speed and where he would rank in Major League Baseball, he's 77th percentile, having already touched 28.3. I think the metric there is probably feet per second. But almost 88th percentile speed to go along with exit velocities that are 99th percentile right now in baseball. Now, this was the call of the home run last night, James Wood's third as a National.
The pitch. Swing by Wood and a drive in the air to deep left center field. Ramos going back. He's looking. It's going, and it is gone. Goodbye. A bomb into the Brewhouse red seats up in the table area. Bang. Zoom goes James Wood with his third home run of the big leagues.
Tell him, Chucko Chains. Let him know. James Wood just gave a fan a souvenir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
By the way, from the Nats game notes today, Wood 15 for 35. That's a .430 batting average with 10 runs batted in and 10 runs scored in his last 10 games. He's hit safely in 9 of those 10 games. He's reached base in 11 in a row. He's got a .510 on base over that stretch. 11 game on base streak tied with Jackson Churio for the longest active on base streak by a rookie in Major League Baseball. With that, let's get you some of your notes before we get out of here ahead of Nats baseball and Charlie and Dave's pregame. Ryan sounded a little nervous in the break. He told me this will be the most difficult weather forecast he's given us all baseball season long. I'm curious as to why. We'll get those deets right now in our Nats weather report pregame, which is presented by Pepco. Storm season's here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep. Our show meteorologist is the aforementioned Ryan Clary.
Yeah, so it's going to be 82 degrees at first pitch here, but we are tracking some storms right now. I do believe there could be a spotty thunderstorm right around 8:45 p.m. tonight.
Wow, very exact.
Although 8:45 p.m., but even then, that is a little iffy right now with the tropical storm Debbie that is making its way up.
Debbie
is silly. Gabby. It's a silly storm. It's going to be 3 inches of rain
is
over
there. Is Debbie the reason they moved the game tomorrow?
Debbie is the reason why.
Debbie's about to pummel everyone.
Debbie could pummel D.C.
Debbie just sounds like a storm, doesn't it?
I know. It
just sounds like a mean storm.
It is. And so
you don't want to piss off Debbie.
You do not want to piss off Debbie, so I would not be surprised to see Debbie impact us tonight at 8:45.
They call Karen is like if you're that's become the name if you're like a mean adult or something. Debbie is it's similar name, I would say.
You know
what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Debbie. Although I've got two Aunt Debbies. They're the nicest. They're the best. Big Debbie guy. All right, your Nats starting lineup presented by the Windowman since 1989. The Windowman has been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom. Jake Irvin's on the bump. The Nats are going with C.J. Abrams at short. Alex Collin, right. Juan Yepez at first. Harold Ramirez, DH's. Ildemar Vargas at second. James Wood is batting sixth for some reason and playing left. Riley Adams catches, hits seventh. Jacob Young, the center fielder, bats eighth. And Trey Lipscomb will play third base and bat ninth. Enjoy pregame coming your way next. First pitch after that. We're live after the game tomorrow. For Darris, Ryan, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks for listening to G&D.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.